Just want to welcome these three gentlemen to Baltimore. And I know that our fans, you know, Raven Nation, our media, are going to be excited when they get to know these three guys. And you guys know them already. I know you've all done your homework and you studied them as football players. But we've studied them, you know, as football players. Obviously, we think they're a great fit with our team. We think they fit our personality. They're tough, physical, hard-nosed, rough, tough kind of guys, you know. And they're also, you know, men of high integrity. We think they're very good people. They're guys that that care about their family, care about one another, and they're going to be great teammates too. And, of course, we've got Stacy here, right? Yeah. You want to make that introduction for everybody?
You know? Yeah. Drive down this morning and drove down my girlfriend, Stacy Spider, over there.
Okay, so everybody knows. But just on behalf of our coaching staff, on behalf of the organization, just want to welcome these guys and open it up to you guys.
Yes, sir, it does. I just want to come in and, you know, and produce, and I'm very happy and, you know, honored to be a part of this defense, to play for this organization, coach and Mr. Ozzy, you know, great guys, and, you know, I wouldn't want it no other way to be here.
John, you can talk about these guys competing for starting jobs. I mean, nothing's guaranteed in right. The NFL. None of them are first-round picks, but all of them have that ability to be starters at this level.
Right. Well, I mean, as you know, Jerry, and we talk about this every year, in reality, every spot's up for grabs every day, you know, and it's always competitive. There's always you're always one play away from being a starter anyway. I think all three of these guys right down the row consider themselves, you know, starters. They consider themselves football players. I think they all want to contribute in whatever way they can, right, and be a part of this thing right out of the gates. But they'll be fighting for playing time, and certainly that includes, you know, starting playing time.
You know, with these three guys that you're surrounded by, in addition to two guys picked today, it seems like you replenished some of the holes that were created during the offseason. That's the way you look at it,
Yeah, David, I mean, that's part of it. We don't I think you always try to draft the best player out there and try to make your team as strong as you can, but there's also the element of need, and we still have some other things we're looking for, you know, as we continue on the rest of the day, and also even after the draft, we'll be looking to improve any way we can. But, you know, all three of these guys are probably at positions where they can certainly help us right away. We do have some opportunity in there for these guys to play.
John, when did the contact start with each guy, and did it? I know some of it stayed up through the draft.
Right. Well, probably you scouts, right? Way back at the beginning, they see scouts coming by their schools, right, from when you first get there. Yes, the scouts, I think, going into the senior year, start interviewing these guys and getting to know them. And then as coaches, we kind of catch the train while it's rolling after the season a little bit. And mostly at the combine, I think I met – all you guys at the combine, right?
Yes, sir.
We had a chance to meet. Then we brought these guys in for interviews, all except KO. KO, you didn't, did you come in here for an interview?
No, not in here.
Okay, but at the combine we met, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, phone calls and text messages. We had a little text thing going here the last couple of days. So, you know, just getting to know people. And these are great guys.
John, last time on the conference call, Bernard said was talking about your text conversation. Did you have to, in a way, lobby for that pick to get him to trade up to give him a third round? He said you were in contact early in the first round.
Well, I would like to take credit for doing that, absolutely, but that probably wouldn't be the total truth. It was we were united. I mean, in our room, when Bernard was still there at that point in time, we were pretty thrilled, and it was definitely unanimous as far as that pick.
KO, we heard your conversation a little bit from Ozzy and John's side in regards to when you're in the war room and when you were asked, you know, were you disappointed that you or do you expect to be picked a little bit earlier? And can you talk about your response to that?
I wouldn't say that I was disappointed. I would say that I was probably a little taken off guard, you know, but I'm happy about the situation that I landed in, you know, being on a team like this, a very physical type of team, a very smash-mouth team, and it's just the way that I like to play. So, you know, it all worked out in the end, and I'm just ready to have an opportunity to show what I can do and to prove myself.
For all three of you guys, coming to a team that was just one play away from going to the Super Bowl and feeling to be a part of it, taking it to the next level, I mean, I'm sure you watched what happened with the Ravens last year and thought maybe in the back of your mind, where would you like to play for this team, starting with Bernard and just asking all you guys about it.
Yeah, I actually kept up with the Ravens a lot last year, and the tough loss was it was a tough loss. I was actually upset because, you know, a caliber team like this should have definitely made it all the way. But I'm a Raven now. Can't wait to contribute in any way needed, necessary. It does not matter. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make the roster. So, yeah.
I'm ready to strap on the pads, man, and be a part of this. And, you know, we all watch the game. You know, I mean, coming off a championship of my own, I'm ready to, you know, I mean, I love winning games, and that's what they do here. You know, to be a part of this defense and, you know, to be under the watch of Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs, the guys like that. Like I said, I'm ready to strap on the pads.
Yeah, similar. You know, it's a great team. It's a great organization, and they know how to win. So it'll be interesting to be, you know, alongside guys like Michael Orr and Marshall Yanda and, you know, just learn what it takes to be a great offensive lineman, to be able to contribute to your team and have that leadership and have that solid camaraderie that you need to play that position.
Are you a guard or a tackle?
I'm both. I'm a versatile player. I have quick feet. I'm aggressive. You know, so it really doesn't matter what spot I'm in. I'll just fill whatever void that the team needs me to fill.